was bothering me about it. I told him, I know this, but I don't know where I know it from. And I'll tell you, the other Monday I was talking to you about Rashi, where Rashi says, Hishva karkalias nizra imasada. I said, one pshat in Rashi is that lizra imhasada, that Rashi is saying this, even the hole doesn't have a shear, but since you could plow the whole sada, so you did chorish on the whole, quiet down, you did chorish on the whole sada, on the whole sada you did chorish, even though there wasn't a shear chorish, but filling up this hole, even without a shear, it's chorish on the whole sada. So Mr. Toledano here asked me yesterday, but there's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Achorish Kolshu. Why are you telling me there's a shear in Chodesh? It says, Chorish Kolshu. I say, I know there's a shear. So I looked again, and you could say it's a Gemara here, but I didn't want to say it's a Gemara here. But Yerushalmi on that Mishnah says, the Gemara asks, what's the, on that Mishnah, the Gemara asks, what's the shear for Choresh? What is the shear? What do you mean? It says Kolshu. And the Gemara comes out, it's one gourd. I don't know how big one gourd is, or one cucumber. I don't know how big one cucumber is. Is it a Kirby? Is it Israeli stuff they put in Israeli pickles? You know what I'm talking about? Those Israeli cucumbers. These are called gherkins, which about this, I don't know which one, but one cucumber. So what does it mean? It says kolshu, and it's one cucumber. So if you look in the Or Zeruah, in Hilchos Shabbos, I think it's Nun Hei, Hilchos Shabbos, the Or Zeruah says something very interesting. The Or Zeruah says, and this is something, I knew it, but I forgot where I knew it from, that whenever it says a shear is kolshu, kolshu is also a shear. Kolshu is also a shear. Kolshu doesn't mean anything. Kolshu means a small shear. That's what the word kolshu means. A small shear.
Is it different than kolshu?
Yeah.
Because that is smaller, but bigger than
that. So he explains, if I'm not mistaken, that in for every different thing, there's different shiurim. So for eating, kolshu is less than a kezias. For planting, if the cucumber is more than the kezias, kolshu will be more than the kezias. Everything is different shiurim. Legabe shiurim, it's kolshu. He says, what does it mean kolshu, calling a cucumber a kolshu? Because in the beginning of the Masechta, it says different shiurim for carrying. So cucumbers carrying, how many cucumbers are yechayev for carrying? And the Gemara says two. Two cucumbers. So that's the shear for carrying. So therefore it says the shear for choresh is a kolshu, because it's not the regular shear of two cucumber, it's one cucumber. It's unbelievable. But the kolshu doesn't mean anything. Kolshu means a shear, but a smaller shear than the same thing would be for other things. So cucumber is two cucumbers for carrying, so kolshu for chorish means one cucumber. Unbelievable thing.
Kolshu is not a set amount.
Yeah, kolshu, it's not, right, it's an amount, but not a set amount. Okay?
What does that mean? How much do you need to have chorish?
Cucumber.
One cucumber size?
Yeah, one, yeah, as much as could grow one cucumber.
So why didn't it say cucumber again?
That's what kosher means. That's what the Arzu explains. That doesn't, that when you have a small shear, it doesn't have to say the shear. Kolshu is a shear. And the Rabbanim will tell you what it is.
And Gogeret?
What? That's for eating Gogeret.
No.
Oh, for Gogeret also, yeah. Something that Gogeret, yeah. Different things that didn't shear. Yeah.
And Rashi, in our Mishnah, he says the shear of kosher is kosher. He says the shear of everything else is a big. But you don't, you can't
also, right, so this is kosher. Yeah, that's what kol shu is. I'm just telling you what the Aruz Haruah says. Kol shu is a shear. Kol shu.
This is not just our circuit. This is across shas.
Across shas. Kol shu is a shear. No, not cucumbers. But I'm just saying that when it says shear is kol shu, there is a shear. Kol shu is a shear. Just you have to ask. You have to look it up. Your abundant will tell you what the shear is. By harisha, kosher is one cucumber.
It's not always cucumbers.
No, I've got to show them. A lot of this is about cucumbers, okay? A lot of it's not cucumbers. Yes. Yeah.
What about the Sefer Shabbat?
What?
The thing by the Sefer Shabbat, that
the
Sefer Shabbat, the Sefer Shabbat, the Sefer Shabbat, the Sefer Shabbat, the
Sefer Shabbat, the Sefer Shabbat, the Sefer Shabbat, the Sefer Shabbat, the Sefer Shabbat, the Sefer begin to know the answer. Because to me, that means a little bit and more than a little bit. That means there is a shear in a little bit. I don't know what the shear is. It could be 3 seconds, but there is a shear. And Tulsa says, no, it's 6 seconds. That's what it is to me. Maybe you're right. I don't know. But to me, that even there, a shear kosher has to be a shear, like 3 seconds or something. You don't know.
Why can't it be anything?
What?
Why can't it be anything?
That's the point. That's what everyone learned till now. This whole shear and me learned that kosher is anything. Zakta Zerua, that's not true. Kosher is a shear. He doesn't like kosher as anything. Because the Rishalmi on that Mishnah that says Korish kosher, the Rishalmi says, so how much do you have to plow to be tired? The answer is kosher. Yishami is my quickest. I'm a rain when Yishami. How much? The Zak is a cucumber. Because it says koshu. What are they talking about? Must be koshu is a share. It's all from Yishami. It's from the Bavli a little bit. But you can't really bring proof in the Bavli. On that mission, the Bavli says, a chorish koshu. So the Gemara asks, my chazi. What's that good for? Every Malach Shabbat is a malacha. A malacha that's not good for anything is not malacha. The Gemara says, Chazi is a bizra de kra. It's good for one cucumber. That doesn't really say the shear is one cucumber. It says it's good for one cucumber. Yerushalmi takes it as a shear. Oh, the shear is one cucumber. So that probably says it sort of.
Why don't we say the shear is something, the small snout that people would do research for?
That's true. So Yishami says that is one cucumber. Size of one cucumber.
What if you have something else that's some new food that was discovered
could be one plant. One
my
food.
Point is
I think your point is doesn't have any cucumbers.
It shouldn't be concrete.
Right. It's not. Because it's not. Just the Gemara is saying it because there is a two cucumber shear, and that's in carrying. In carrying, it's not two cucumbers, it's two fruits or any fruit. If you have a big apple, it might not be two fruits, but it's two fruits, usually two fruits. So it could be that that's, you know, it's one. Yes?
So there's one, there's an opinion that kosher is not a shear.
He brought a Tysus. It could be that Tysus says it. Could be. I'm not sure about that. But in my mind, when I told him, I said, I know this says a shear. And that I found in the Azul that he says it's a shear. Okay, let's go on. He's not here. I did for him, he's not here. Never. Okay, we're going on. Maybe we heard it, we didn't, we'll do it again. Kaitzer, Tana Kaitzer, Habaitzer, Agaider, Hamasi Ba'ora, Kula Malachas Akasen. Can anyone tell me what those things are? Kaitzer is Kaitzer. Boatzer is what? What? Grapes. Boatzer is grapes. Just picking grapes. Go there.
Dates.
No.
Yeah.
Dora, it's grapes. And dates. Hamasik, olives, Ora, figs. All the same. They all have a different name in agriculture, but it says kulin malacha achasim. They're all one malacha. Gabi, what is all one malacha? What? One halama. Halamacha yichayiv one. Those all one. Or halamacha yichayiv one. Whether they're all avos, whether they're all telgos, you know, there's always these machlokes in here. Whether they're all avos, whether they're not all avos, pashas, they're all avos. Pashas, they're all avos. But they're the same. Let's go on. Amar Papa. I'm on the shot a piece of a dikla. A person threw a piece to a dikla. A piece is a piece of dirt. A piece to a dikla. Ba'ata tamre, and knocked off tamre. Dates. Chayiv shtayim. You chayiv two things. Achim shum tolish, achim shum mafarik. One you tolish, and one you mafarik. Avash yamar, ain't there plishi b'kach, ain't there plishi b'kach. That's not how you do tolish, and that's not how you do mafarik. Now, what happened here? So, today's technical day. Today's technical day, technical stuff. What happened here? What happened here? There's a Rashi. That is the Rashi that Old Rishonim bring down. So what does our Rashi say? Our Rashi says, Shev v'shad a piece of a dikla, zarak pisas v'gavin v'deko. Do a piece of, what is it, clay, hard mud, to a deko. Vasa tamre, hishi tamar, and he knocked down tamarim. Tolesh, yichai for tolesh, which is tolda de kotzer. Because you pick the fruit. Mafarik told of the dash. Mafarik is a told of dash. So Mafarik tvua mishibaleha. You take the tvua out of its husk. Lashin porek min hachamar. It's lashin porek min hachamar. Rabbeinu Levi. Gam tush Rabbeinu Shul. I'm glad you said it came. Vavze Mafarik tamarim min hamechbados. Here you're also taking tamarim min hamechbados. So according to those who shown him, this Rashi means one thing. This one thing happened here in Rashi. I was hungry on Shabbos. I saw a cluster of dates. I pick up a rock and I throw it the cluster of dates because I want a date. And a date falls off. I'm chayef twice. I'm chayef for kotzer and I'm chayef for mefarik. What is the kotzer? I took out a date. What is the mafarik? So Rashi doesn't say, but Rashi does. If the way we've shown them we're in Rashi, it's right, which has to be right, is simple. That I knock the fruit off the tree. So fruit off a tree is mafarik. Fruit off a tree is mafarik of dust. That's what Rashi is telling us. If you pick a fruit off the tree, you chayiv two things. You chayiv for kotzer, and you chayiv for mefarik. Two things, taking fruit off the tree. Yes?
Mechabadot means one tree or one
tree? Mechabadot means a cluster.
Cluster?
Yeah. No, the cluster. There are some, we show them that say mechabados means heaviness off a tree. Exactly what it is, I don't know. Everyone likes to say cluster. So now, according to Rashi, what did you really do? You picked the fruit. That's what you did. You picked the fruit, according to Rashi. So what does it mean you picked it off the cluster? So before we learn the Tosas on it, I just want to go over to Ramban. If you have your COVID, just look at the Ramban, please. Ramban says, okay. Where's Ramban? Ramban. Ramban says, I'm going to have a pup. Haiman the Shad Pitsa piece of dick love after Tammy Khadish and Pori. Here's Rashi's out. Rashi says, Sha'ab Zem Afarit Kmar Medefa. Oh, you're also Mafarit. Why would you take the dates off the palm tree? So the way he learned Rashi is Yechayev for Mafarik for taking a date off the palm tree. Yechayev for Kotzer because you take off the palm tree. So Yechayev twice for doing one thing, taking a date off the palm tree. The Tamani. So the Ramban says, this is hard to me. Botzer, the Goder, the Mosek, the Chayev Shtayim. It means any time, it should say any time I pick anything, I'm Chayev too. We just said Botzer, Ored, all these things, and Chayev one thing, one hour. It should always, for everything is Chayev, two of us. If taking a fruit off a tree is also Mepharic, then any time I take a fruit tree too far, why did Gemara come up with this case? I threw a rock at a bunch of tamarim and a tamar fell down. That's kotzer and the farik. Why not say for anything? Why, you know, why only this? Yes.
One very simple question. He's quoting words from Rashi that I don't see in Rashi.
Yes, we don't see in Rashi. Yeah, that's why.
They have different version.
To me, I don't think it is. I think he saw it in Rashi. Not Rashi. Rashi just says, and you mafarik tamar and minim afadas. That means you threw up the rock, whatever it is, and you knocked down a tamar from a cluster.
And that's different from the tree. Because that's not the
answer. One sec. Okay. It's different. It seems that they had a different Rashi and Tosa. I mean, Ramban and Tosa had a different Rashi. That's what it seems like. You could say they're the same. It seems like they're different. It seems. But Ramban to the Rashi. Now, why would you even think that taking a fruit off a tree is nefarik? It's hard to understand. Why should just taking a fruit off a tree is nefarik?
The way you do it.
What do you mean the way you do it?
Because normally you cut off with a knife or with a shear, whatever, cut shear, but this person broke it off the tree. So might don't do the fire, which is kind of breaking stuff from each other.
Explain.
He's breaking up the tree, which is more similar to the fire than the usual way of cutting it with a knife. Or plucking it by hand.
I mean, of course, if you do it with a knife, it's mafarik. Even if I did it with a rock, it's mafarik. And then he argues, and he says, ain't derech. But of course, if you do it with a knife, it's mafarik. Rav Ashi argues that this is ain't derech. But if you do it derech, it is mafarik. So, it's mafarik. Effect the Ramban. Yes.
Since the part of mafarik is only applies to fruits that grow in the clusters, or mechvados, and lav dafka, let's say an apple or a pear, but later on, I think the Sfasansk is an example of a nubbin. It's also something that grows in a cluster.
Yeah, so, do Botzer, Goder, or Mosek? Talking about Goder is what again? Goder is dates. That has a cluster. Mosek is talking about olives. Do olives grow in clusters?
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually,
no. I don't think so. Then we have the olive tree.
Yeah,
I don't think. I don't know about growing clusters.
Maybe there's different. There's like 50,000.
I don't know. And go there is dates. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's only talking about the fruit that's growing in a cluster. Will it be?
Can you be
mafarik?
Maybe.
Maybe yes.
So there's a hevdel in the way that Rashi says it. First he says hishra tamarim, and then he says also tamarim and amechav. There's a difference here. He's saying that frika has to do with both. It's not just that it's a cluster that fell. It's ahatvarin, which is obviously something else. If he focuses on mechavdos in a later Rashi,
What's the first thing you're saying?
Isher tomorrow.
That's why you're high for kotze.
Yeah.
That's the kotze part.
But are you now saying to me?
And
that
then Rashi says that you
that
also did Mubarak.
But so if tomorrow we fell and there weren't a cluster, then you want to be over on.
That's what some of you are saying. That maybe, even according to the Ramban's reading of Rashi, it's only. When you pick from a cluster, is it?
I'm not sure.
Let's see what the Ramban says. El Ikra Pirish Kedive Omer Che Midrashim Imamachabdos Vachach Dashim Otsa. Now, Ramban is saying, I hope, see you back soon. Ramban is saying, okay, it's here. Pashas, the way, whenever you learn the Gemara, our Gemara, you get to one thing, two averos. It's one maisa, two averos. The Ramban says this is a little different. This is not one maisa, two averos. What they did was, I knocked down the cluster. That's one avero. What avero is that?
Totze.
But my knocking down, the Ramban says, change the drashim and machpados. You take off, you get off the cluster. And then there's dash or mefarik. Shemakmas the shudder piece of a dikla because I threw a piece of the dikla, netishol machbados my dekla, it came off. The cluster came off. That's kotzer. Ukshay nofum aretz, and when they fall on the ground, mekoko heinichbatim, mekoko from his koach, heinichbatim the dushim, nefrokim atmorim machbados, and separate dates come out. He told the dash, and that's a told the dash. So he says it's all from one maisa, but two separate things happening at different times. I did one maisa. What was my maisa? Throwing the rock at the tree. Two things happened. When it hit it, it knocked it off. That's kotzer. After it falls down, when it falls down, it comes out of the thing. And that is mefarik. Someone asked me, hey, isn't that like grum or something? So I showed them a Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in the second page of Makos says something very interesting. What happened was that you threw up a rock by mistake on a date tree, and the date fell down and smashed somebody in the head and killed them. So the question is if you go to Golis or not. But the Gemara says there's two cases there. One is grum, one's not grum. One is really good. And one says, if you throw and it hits the date falls down and kills somebody, there you will go to Golgus. But if you throw a rock at a branch, and the branch hits the cluster and a tumor falls out, that's grum. So what? So this is the first one. This is the first one. What? Oh, so that's why he says there's a word here in the Ramban. That's called Mekoko. I caused that. It's from my cough that that happened. The Gemara in this word comes from the Gemara in Makos. There's cough and it's cough koko. This is koko and not cough koko. That's what he's trying to say here. It's not the koach of his koach, but this is his koach. That's what happens when you knock off a cluster. So going to Ramban, that's pshat. So taking a tamar off a cluster is mefarik. It's mefarik. Yes.
Do you have kavanas to do both?
100%. 100%. Yes.
Sorry. What's the difference?
One is I hit up, it's like Chagadia. I hit a branch, it hit the cluster, it hit the tamar, and fell down.
Okay.
That's grum. I just hit the cluster, and grape falls, a thing falls down. That's not grum.
So you're hitting the branch.
Yeah, but the second way you hit the branch.
You hit the cluster.
You hit the cluster, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with what he was thinking.
I don't know who he was
thinking.
Just what he did.
Okay.
Now, on this Ramban, there's two Sfas Emes, and then we'll see a Taisus. So let's turn to the Sfas Emes. And this Ramban, there's two Sfas Emes. Mesayim. This is Ein Gimel on the base. I'll read inside for you, so you could see, because it's here. Kassel Taisus, B'Shem Rashi. Mefarak Ilan, Memaso, in a parish Olav. You're taking your Mefarak Ilan from its heaviness. What's the heaviness? From the fruits that are on it. So it's you're taking up the fruit. V'zeh, Rav Dafka B'Tmorim, Ala B'chol Peres had been came. So every fruit should be the same thing. And he says, Moshe Ramban, Iran. Every fruit should be the same thing. Number Rashi and Shemnenu Enikim. Our Rashi doesn't say that. Elimination of Farik at Tamarim in Amachbedos. Our Rashi says he's taking a tamar from the cluster. The Nimsa, the Chayy Mishum Kosha Machbedos in the Ilan, Yachayy for taking the cluster from the tree, which he Nitlashu, and after it's off the tree, then you take out the date from the cluster. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says this is a different thing here entirely. Picking fruit off the tree is not mafarik. Taking a date out of the cluster is mafarik. So now, is the cluster attached to tree or not attached to tree when I take out the date from the cluster? Not attached to a tree. So I did it all with one maisa, but two things happened. I took the cluster off the tree that's kosher. I took the date from a non-growing cluster, which is lefari.
If you just took one tamar straight from the cluster, you didn't take it off from the tree. You just took one date.
From the cluster on the tree? On the tree?
Yeah.
It'll be both.
Really, that's the last case of this
last case. I know. We'll see. Yes.
So, there's two things.
What?
There's a difference between Masa'ot and also Mechados. There's a difference between clusters and Masa'ot. That's one. That a Chora, you don't actually need it to be a cluster. It's just specifically in Tamarim. And
he doesn't like that because Rashi doesn't say
it. It says in the Quran.
Yeah, that's Ramban's question. Yeah.
So that would stomach means that it doesn't have to be a cluster.
I think so also, but I don't know. I think so.
And number two is what he writes here is not in the Ramban, because
what?
He says the Chayim Shul quotes there Hamachadim to make one, and then when it's the Lishim Mikalsu, Minamachadim is Chayim Shul Mikbari, which means that it's seemingly saying that Tolish is not kosher anymore. Kosher is a separate thing, and then Tolish is now part of Mefari. Yechai Mishum Tlisha because of Mefari. Kotzer and Tlisha is very different.
I see where you see that. You're cutting off the mechados and ilan. And afterwards, when you take it, when you take off a date from the mechados,
yeah, and that's foolish. And Rashi says
no, it's not growing anymore.
What?
It's not growing anymore.
It's not growing anymore.
It's not connected to the tree.
So why he's using the lashon of foolish though?
Yeah, when you take off, when you do anything can be foolish. There's more to foolish than us to foolish. But if you take anything, you're foolish. You'll see in a second. How come he's at Nimsa? The Gam Sheyitrosh Anavim Neeshkol Hatolish Yischai Mishum Aparik. So Frekta Svazemis. Oh, so why? One thing we know we're allowed to do. There's a given, and I don't know. We have to talk about why there's a given, but there's a given. I have a cluster of grapes on Shabbos. My wife wants to serve dessert, and I hate when she does this. Oh. All desserts are fattening. Here, have some fruit for dessert. I hate that. And then she puts a cluster of grapes in front of me. I'm allowed to take off a grape from the cluster and eat it. I'm allowed to. For sure you're allowed to. There's no suffering. You're allowed to take off a grape from the cluster. Everybody believes in that. Everybody agrees to that. In fact, the Sfasemis, well, Pointus Ramban, why? If taking off a tamar from a cluster is mafarik, take off a grape from a cluster is same mafarik. You're taking off a piece from the whole thing, which is mefarik.
Does it mean
So what? And whoever Chananya, you see the Ramban uses the word tolesh for a just the cluster grape put in front of it. So he says, why is that different? Why would it be different? Yes.
It's not the miyan, that's all.
What?
It's also normally, but miyan is mutter. When you take it to eat right away. That's right.
You're 100% right. I was going to show that in Tosfos, but there's a big difference between grapes and tamarim. 100%. 100%, you're right. But it's not 100% you're right, because the Sos asks the question. He also does his stuff. He do his stuff. No, we'll be very close. Well, we'll be very close, we'll see.
The Sosam is not talking about, we're talking about a person who is taking off a tree and not necessarily going to eat it, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're making it worse. You said something good, but now you're ruining it.
You say Miyad as an immediate, as not Miyad as in
okay. That will be a difference between tamarim and grapes. There is a big difference between tamarim and grapes.
This case with the person throwing a stone or whatever at the tree, he's not trying to eat it right away. That's
what I'm saying to you. But what I'm not thinking, this tamar that comes off the cluster must be you're not to eat it right away. Where the grapes you are. Yeah, that's the question. That's the premise. How can you ask this question? It's a big difference. But we only know this from Tysus. We don't know in Mefarik that there's such halacha until Tysus tells it to us.
Who said you're not eating it right away?
Well, let's talk about it. Let's see. You guys want to jump the gun? We can't jump the gun. Everything's in steps. Yes.
So I'm still holding fast that Tolish is very separate and kosher, especially in the next stages. Because when you're kosher or something, it's not Tolish. Especially if you want to say that there's a difference. If you're taking one tamar off, or if it's a whole process like this last 7 cents afterwards, Tolisha could be that when it hits the ground and falls out, that's the maisa of Tolish, which is then Trika. Not the fact that you're being kosher, but for the fact that
okay,
yeah,
but there's two types of tolishes. There's a mutter tolish and an usa tolish.
Well, I would say that tolish is only one thing.
Okay.
Is there no like kosher after the things
no,
are detected?
No.
Then, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
One second. Yeah.
The way I learned the Sasam stuff is that when you take it away from the cluster, you have also a fire and not just bower.
Chas v'shalom bower. Where's the bower here?
Normally it's a borer.
No, it's not. Borer ocha from ocha. Grape from cluster is borer?
It's a mother case of borer. But
so it's not ocha borer.
So it's just saying it should be an issue of mafarik too, that's all.
But it's not borer. He asks it should be issue of mafarik. What do you gain by saying it's borer? What do you gain by saying it's borer? That's the original question.
Angle.
That's the original question. So that's the chiddush that miyad is a vart in dash and mafarik, not only in borer. But we're not talking about borer here. There's no borer here. And you gain nothing by saying it's borer. You gain nothing. Anyway, he says, Akaf Yizem Nimsa, the Gam Shiitlo Shandavna Eshlo Yitla Atobush is Chai Mishan Park. Abel Pierce Tosolos, but he says, going to Tosolos, this is good. Why? So we're left with a question here. Why aren't you, according to Ramban, why are you not allowed to take a tamar from its cluster and you're allowed to take a grape from its cluster? That's the question we're left with. If taking a date from a cluster is mafarik, taking a date from a cluster is also mafarik. That's one thing. Let's see the
Tosfos. Can I just repeat the last line?
Yes. Well, we're left with one question. It's Las Emes' question. If the Ramban says taking a ta'ina, taking a date from a cluster is mafarik, taking a grape from a cluster is also mafarik, and we know it's not. We do it every day. We do it every Shabbos. We eat grapes. Some of us eat grapes. If tamarind is usher to take from its cluster,
then a grape is love.
A grape should be as well. We know grape is not.
Right.
That's the question. What's
the distinction between the tamar and the seed is because they have an outer shell.
We didn't learn outer shell yet. got to do Taisus. Everything's a step. Right. We're going with steps. Let's see what Taisus says. Look at a little Taisus. Acha b'shem afarek. In Yulari, Kamot Pirish Rashi. I don't like the way Rashi says. Shemfarek ilon m'maso m'napeiro sh'olav. It's the same Rashi the Ramban has. I'm picking fruit off the tree. I don't like it. Elch v'shavish v'echanano. Sheesh al tamarim chlif v'al yona. Shumakim at tamarim. Mefarek is a chlifim at tamarim. Malakim al dushim. Farek is a tfuim in sh'olav. Comes along the Rat Tosas and says, you know, there's dates and there's dates. Whoever went out knows that. There's dates and there's dates, right? And he says there's dates and there's dates. There is a type of date that has an outer shell. Has like an outer shell and a very tzniyus of the date. Okay? That's not like the other dates. There's a very tzniyus of the date. And you have a shell, you have an outer shell in it. Now, this is for sure dush, because taking the what you're doing here is you're taking the you're throwing up a rock, and the rock is hitting the date and knocking the shell off, and now you have a date. That's for sure mefarik. Okay, now that's according to the Sfasem says like that's the best shot in the world. You're like, hey, that's makes the most sense because that's really mefarik. What is dush? Dush is taking the kernel out of the husk. This is taking the date out of the shell. That's mafarik. That's total dush. That's really great. That's fine. What? Now, did it fall on the floor yet? The next verse, Emma says.
That's why it would be no problem.
What's that? Yeah, that's what would be a problem.
Because there's no issue taking grape
from the cluster. Right, there's no issue taking stuff from the cluster. The issue is taking the shell off. What's the second? This next verse ends. And the other man, Yomer, says, Ein derech, it's not the derech of Mepharic this way. Pirsh Rashi, Aidei Zrika. The derech is not to throw something at it. I will be out of a clean fire. But if you do it with your hand, a clean will be fired. The Louis de Barbier, Shalom, with Pirsh tells us, the Koyka tells us, I would say, listen to Sananya, before you leave, 1 second. I would say, if it's still on the tree, I take off its shell, on the tree, then even with a keli, you wouldn't be chayev. The derech is to take out the date and then take the shell off. You don't take the shell off on the tree. You don't take it just like that on the tree. So according to Sos Emes, if you do it on the tree, it would not be chayev. It's only after you take it off and you do it, you're chayev. I remember I told you there's three svarim you must learn from the Malachos. What were they called? Egleital. What's the third one? Shvisa Shabbos. So I looked at Shvisa Shabbos, and Shvisa Shabbos is very funny. He says, I went to all the Arab countries where they have date trees, palm trees, and I asked the Arabs, and all of them told me there is no such thing as a date that grows with a shell. So he says, I have no idea what Tosafot talk about. He says, I've been Arabim, and they told me there's no such thing.
I was actually about to
get rid of this. What? Oh, yeah, you're going to get yourself. It's funny that, you know, like, he asked the Arabs, because that's where the date tree grows in Arab lands in those days. And
they're
not trustworthy. There's no such thing. It's funny. And he says, I don't know where Tosos ever found this date.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
I mean, that's what some dates are like that.
I
don't know.
Maybe? I don't know. What? I don't know. But, okay. But as they say, Tosus had a special date. Okay. Yes, you want to ask the question.
And, so when you take it off and then you take it out of the shell, you have taken it out of the
shell. Yeah. So now comes up the question. Now comes up the big question. If Tosla says if you have a date and you take it out of the shell, it's chayim. And here's where it comes to you. You see. Are you eating peanuts on Shabbos?
Exactly.
Are you eating peanuts on Shabbos? Isn't this?
If the only way to eat is.
Isn't that the way you eat a peanut? You break open the shell. Eat. And then in Israel, you walk in the streets in Israel on Shabbos, and every single person eats those. We call them papitas, garinim. Yeah, what? Sunflower seeds. I don't think sunflower seeds. How are you allowed to do that? You're doing mafarik. You're taking the seed out of a shell. What's Tosfos talking about? That, this is Bashir mafarik. There's a shell around it. And how can you do that? We eat peanuts. We eat sunflower seeds.
Walnuts,
and even more. You ever eat a banana on Shabbos? Anyone ever eat a banana on Shabbos? I did, okay. Same thing. Same problem. She'll put a banana in front of me. Here, dessert. Banana's not dessert. Anyway, but you peel the banana, and you take out the banana. That's mafarik. That's real mafarik. Peeling a banana is real mafarik. And, this Shabbos, I saw my wife eating an orange for dessert. I said to myself, "That's also real mafarik. You're taking out the orange from the stuff. Why isn't that mafarik?" So what's going on here? What is going on? Yes. Very good. That has to be the difference. And that difference is what he said answers the Sfas-Evans' question. Very technical, but that answers Sfas-Evans' question. But how do we know that? We have to see Tosla. Let's see Tosla. What? Dash. A grain comes in a husk. I break off the husk and I take out the grain. That's dash. Mafarik, that's the question. What's the case of mafarik? What is mafarik? But there's no class. Yes. But according to Skamari, he's not a classification of mafarik. But what is it? Why is something mafarik and something not mafarik? Now, there's nobody I know in the whole world who doesn't eat peanuts.
Lesser
It's a peanut-free environment. We can't even talk about peanuts in this year. Peanut-free environment. So let's talk about the banana. I got to talk about banana. Okay. So these things are not mafarik. What is mafarik? What's not mafarik? But Tosfos is going to say it. We'll see the Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos mafarik. Now, I have to tell you again, I've said this many times, I'm not a farmer, and there's some things on farms I have no idea about. And, especially in Tosfos, on Daled, Amud Aleph, on top, or Rashi on the bottom here. To my mind, right now I'm thinking of going out to a farm in Amish country, they don't use electricity, and seeing how they grow cows, and how they collect their stuff, and how they make blankets and stuff, then we'll know everything. We got to find an Amish guy to give us a tour. Because, Amish, I don't know. Satmar, Hills. Okay. Is it Amish or Amish? I don't know. Amish, not Amish?
Okay.
Amish or Amish? Amish or Amish? Amish or Amish? Okay, Mafarik, let's see Rashi. Here's Rashi that was told of Dush. Mafarik is told of Dush. Please look into this. The country and town, the Shuri Hamatsnia, the end of Hamatsnia, Amina, the Chol of Hanim Shum Farik. That's basically a classic case of Farik. Chol. Milking a cow. Milking a cow is Mafarik. Why is that Mafarik? You're taking out the milk from the udder. That's Mafarik. We have a Toldah Dash, and if it's a Toldah Dash, if mafarik is told the dash, you have to put the you have to put them together here. But if mafarik is told the dash, and cholev is mafarik, harmiya kaman gabi abatzei chalazon drabanan ein yishe el b'dule karka. Oh, but we have a gemara later that says potzei chalazon. Now, most people don't know what a chalazon is. My son claims he knows what a chalazon is. I went up diving for a chalazon. I went up north in Israel and I dived for a chalazon, and I found what they called was a chalazon, and it's a certain clam. I don't know. It's the most unbelievable thing. Does anyone ever go up there diving for a chalazon? You did. What color, when you take out the thing in the chalazon, what color is the stuff?
It's clear. It's
no, it's yellow. It's yellow.
Oh, it's yellow.
It's yellow.
Right.
And then when it hits the air, it becomes blue.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was purple.
No, it comes out yellow. It comes out yellow and changes colors. I saw that happen. It's amazing. But it says if you catch a chalazon and you squeeze the dye out of the chalazon, the Gemara says there's no mefarik. Why is it not mefarik? Because mefarik is only on something that grows from the earth. Kedule karta. If it doesn't grow from the earth, it's not mefarik. Right?
So,
dash. It's not dash. It's only dash if it comes from the earth. If it's not dash, in other words, it's not dash. Therefore, how can you say milking a cow is dash, which is mefarik is dash? How can you say milking a cow is that? It doesn't come from the earth. Cows don't grow. I mean, cows grow, but cows don't grow from the earth. So how can you say it's dash? It doesn't come from the earth. Just like a chalazon. What's the difference between a cow and a chalazon? Yes?
Do they squeeze chalazons in Mishkan?
Excuse me?
Do they squeeze chalazons in Mishkan to get chalazar? Right, but it should be in a... If they did it in the Mishkan, it should be in
a... If they do it in the Mishkan.
How do they get
colored? What?
How do they get
colored
for the
Mishkan? I have no idea. How does that play out for the Mishkan?
How they get
colored?
How also
they
get
colored? I don't know. Maybe you got it before. I'm not sure. But let's see, what do you need trailers for in the Mishkan? You need it for the you need trailers. I don't know. And we can't say, oh, a fish is not gedule karka. Chudag, it's a fish, Pati Rabbanan. The law of gedule karka. Abba cholev, machayve. But maybe cholev is dash. Why? The behema chashiva gedule karka. Maybe an animal is called gedule karka. A fish eats worms and other fish. An animal eats grass. An animal that eats grass is gedule karka, maybe. So it says no. We shouldn't be afina leim is samamanim she mishkan. We read it from samamanim of mishkan. The endisha ella gedule karka. We read from the mishkan, Disha is from gedule karka. The gabe davar gala mamish min karka lo chashiva behemet gedule karka on the surface of all of them. Ma desh miyuchad to gedule karka upo ochobay av kol yotze kol of am gabe. So we say that lo gabe a fish animal is more gedule karka. Lo gabe real gedule karka an animal is not called gedule karka. In the Mishkan they only had dash with gedule karka. According to Rabbanan. Therefore, an animal is not called gedule karka, so an animal can't have dash. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is gedule karka. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Zaptaisis. But daicha glaimer, the brisa, the matzniya asik Rabbi Yehuda, the Paul the comment of Rabbanan. It's dochet to say that that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. That's dochet.
Rabbi Yehuda holds that animals are really gedule karka?
Yeah.
Or the dash is also
capable
by
non-Jewish people. Not the
animals like the attacker? I figured it was because it's a mulch and it's just a
good part. Not that.
But is that where we do the
halt? Yeah, but is that where we do
it?
Let's look at that.
No, doesn't it do the halt that
there is
Gisha, but even if it's not people attacker?
Let's all see. Let me.
It's not the end.
No, no.
The whole end of toast is the whole
idea. Okay.
So whatever you do to hold, you can use an animal.
Okay.
To stop and
shit, where is it? Where is it? I can't even find this Kamari here. Where is it?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so since this Gemara, you hold there's Disha by non-Gemara Karta. That's what since this Gemara is. Disha by non-Gemara Karta. Okay. Now let's go on. New Ben Tam. You gotta be a farmer. Let's go. You gotta be a farmer for this part of Ben Tam. Mefarik Chayav Mishum Memachek. The Tol Mefarik is a Tolda of Memachek. What's Memachek? When you have the leather, has the hair on it, and you smooth up the hair from the leather. When you milk a cow, you're smoothing the udder. Shecholav Memachek Kishecholav. When you milk the cow, Memachek is a dad. He smooths the udder umachriko. You make it very smooth. I don't know how that works. I have no idea how that works. I've never milked a cow in my life. You've milked a cow, and?
Well, you kind of have to, like, caress the udder in order to get the milk. Not that.
You talk
it
dirty.
No. That's how you do it. It's actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like,
okay. Okay. I don't know what that means. Just out there. Yeah.
You still have your shot.
No, I don't want to see it. It's L. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Very open and different. Then go back to the magazine. Okay, anyway. Okay. The Ain Yulari. The reason says I don't like this. The Ain Yulari. I want to finish this. The pair of Chavis and me and Kol of Adam will tell Kedera, Avalo will tell Kara. It says there, you have a Kara and a Kedera. A Kara, Kedera, has food in it. A Kaira doesn't have food in it. Right? So there's a difference. If, I just want to do this fast, I'm sorry. If it's Dash, Dash is like Bowen. This is what you said. That, let's give the main example. I'm allowed to squeeze a lemon onto fish on Shabbos, onto a piece of salmon. Why? Because I could squeeze. It's not juice that comes out. When I put it on ochel, it's called ochel. So if it's ochel to ochel, is allowed. That's the change. You can't have mashka becoming ochel or ochel becoming mashka. But you could have ochel on ochel. So it says you could. It says in the Gemara that when you milk a cow, you can't milk it. You could milk it on a kedera that's full of, you want to make milchukas something. You could put it on the food, on the milchuk food, because it's food, it becomes food. It's not drink food, it's food to food. But you can't do it into a plate or a bowl to have clear milk. That's not allowed, because then it's not ochel anymore. It's what you call it. It's a drink, it's mashka. Anyway, we'll just have to finish up. I just want to answer here the question, what he said about the Tzvas Emes. Therefore, you're always allowed to have food. You're allowed to be mafarad for food. You're allowed to be mafarad for food. Therefore, you're allowed to eat a peanut, because you eat the peanuts. You're allowed to eat a banana. You're allowed to do an orange. You're allowed to be mafarad for food. Therefore, the Tzvas Emes asks about grape. You're allowed to be mafarad to eat a grape. Tamarim were different. Someone here said, a tamar was never eaten fresh. You let it dry a little bit. So it was
that was to put away for later. That is mefarik. And the fark is put it away. So you have to do mefarik food. To eat, you have to do it. To put away, you have to do it again.